Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Chav Hey. Mishnah continues a discussion of what type of stones we're able to remove from a field that it shouldn't look like you're preparing the field for Shavuos. So for the year Shviyas. So the Mishnah begins. Avnei Kesef Boos Mechol Mako. Stones that are carried on the shoulder stones, can be brought from any place. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain, the Mishnah will discuss, and the Gemara will explain what exactly it means, shoulder stones. It's simply simple understanding at that we have at this point, as the Mefarshei Mishnah, that a person could go, even from his own field, take these stones that are large stones that you carry. You can't carry one by yourself. You have to carry it on your shoulder. It's too big to carry. Just regularly pick up and carry with your hands. You have to put it on your shoulders to carry. These are things that are used for building, and therefore, when a person removes it, even from his own field, it's not considered a concern, not marasayin, that you're preparing your field for Shavuos, for the year Shavuos, because of the fact that everyone knows that the stones that are used, these type of stones, be used for building, the large stones. And a contractor, a kablan, could bring it from any place. Again, the chiddush is a contractor who knows that that this is what he does. He does buildings. He needs the stones to build. And therefore, even from his own field, he's allowed to take the stones, because it's clearly, we understand that a professional person is taking it for the purpose of his own buildings, his own to build, and not to prepare a thing. Says the Marfulda, you can take it from any place. I feel me also sada, sure, but we're talking about, now he says a little bit further. It's not just a field, a contractor builds buildings, but a contractor who leased a field, but kablanis. This year is the year that he's working the field, where he pays a fee and he gets the benefit of what comes out, the produce that grows. So even from that field, he's allowed to take, and now he's allowed to take large stones, but even, says the Marfulda, if you do avim katana, even small stones. Now, normally, small stones are something that would be prohibited, because it would look like you're taking, you're bettering the field so you can plant. But here, since you're blue, you take a field, you're not really doing it to collect, you're not doing it to the field, because you only have it temporary. Now you know you're going to have it next year to work the field. And the stones, and this is what you do anyway, you're a builder, you use things to build. So therefore, even from your own zilzala, milkare, is that you're doing it for the purpose, not the purpose of the field, but for the purpose of building, and that you're allowed to do. That is the way Mefarshim explained that we're talking about, where even if it's smaller, that knows the Chiddush of the first case in the Mishnah, large shoulder stones that you need to carry on your shoulder. And the Kublan, that's a person who leased a field by Risus, as a contracted the field to use for a period of time, even small stones you're allowed to remove from your own field. And the Mishnah explains, what is the Elukav? So what does it mean? What are the shoulder stones? Any stone you can't take with one hand is heavy. You have to carry it with two hands. These type of stones, again, are obviously, that's why you use it on your shoulder, because it's easier to carry something on your shoulder than to carry a heavy stone, you know, just with your hand. You rest it on your shoulder. So therefore, that is something where you're allowed to take off. That's what Davnei Kesef means. Even in your own field, it's a sheet of Avnei Kesef Kishman. It actually means that way the name applies, the way it's called Sheni Telo Slosha Shtayim Al Kesef. You carry two or three stones together on your shoulder. That's what it means. Which means the corner of Yossi is even more makel, says Mefarshim, than Rameir. We're talking about stones that are smaller, that are not so heavy, but still, that these are stones that are small enough, and usually you carry them two or three piled up on your shoulder. That's how you transport them. That's on the Kesef. Even those smaller stones, that would also even be permitted. Bigger kula, you'd be permitted to go ahead and to take you from your fields, because that's your lot. We pass on Rav Yossi, Halacha like Rav Yossi, that even those kind of stones, a person would be allowed to take, and it would not be a problem. That looks like it's you're doing anything for the benefit of the field. Mishnah continues. What about building a fence? A person who builds a wall, a fence between his property and Shusarabim. Now, what do you do? How far? A fence, you have to, in order to put a fence in, you have to go down. You have to go on the ground. You have to make a a thing where you could go to the foundation. You have to go down on the ground, otherwise the fence will not be able to stand. You have to support it in the ground so that it will be able to hold up, and you're allowed to put a fence up. And the question is, why would you put a fence up? The idea in Shvi is you're supposed to let people go into your fields and take what they want because it's Hefker. So how are you allowed to go ahead and do that? Mishnah still says you're allowed to go ahead and the fence even go down to the karkel. You're allowed to go down to the bedrock. You're allowed to continue down the foundation until you hit bedrock. You're allowed to do that. Again, the idea would be that you're not doing it for the purpose of this, that you're taking care of the field, but you're doing it for to put in the fence, which you're allowed to do. Now, the question is, why don't we say maybe if you do that, you're going ahead and you're removing some of the dirt, so you're preparing the field for sowing, for planting. That's permitted, says the Mafulda. We're not considering that you're going to go and prepare the field, because we're saying that there's no Isser in doing that. And clearly we see you're doing it to support the fence. And if you're allowed to do that, and again, how are you allowed to keep people away? So to mind keeping people away, your people could still go use it. You're going to keep animals away, you're going to keep other things away, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to go prepare such a field and then go down the stokes, the foundation of the field, of the fence together could go down to the ground, to the bedrock. Now, what do you do with myself? Well, meanwhile, you dig up the dirt so you can put the foundation in. You can put. What do you do with the dirt that you picked up? You can't put it on your field because you're going to be, looks like you're putting the fresh soil on your field to fertilize it to you can plant. So what do you do with it? So versus Rav Maskino, Yeshua says, pile it into a pile in Rishus HaRabim. Now you got to go ahead and repair the Rishus. You can't leave it in Rishus HaRabim. So you're going to go take it out of your Rishus HaRabim and put it in your field. So therefore, you're allowed to do that because, again, someone looks and sees that you're doing it. You're not doing it for the purpose of putting it in your field. You're doing it so you can go ahead and stop this in Rishus HaRabim. It's blocking people's way. Rishus HaRabim, people could fall over. People could trip over it. You have to clear the paths of Rishus HaRabim. So you're doing it. People see you taking the dirt from Rishus HaRabim and putting it in your property. That you're doing it for the purpose of clearing Rishus HaRabim, not for the property's sake. If someone saw you, you put it there in the first place from your property. But that's not, again, you didn't do that for the purpose of the field. No one does that. No one takes dirt, digs up dirt from his property, puts it into his robin, piles it there, and then now takes it back. You're doing it for the betterment of the field. Everyone knows that's not the way to do it. You're just wasting effort. So what you're doing it, obviously, for the purpose of the field and purpose of clearing his robin, that's why it's allowed. That's what Yeshua. He disagrees and says, no, Kedera Shem Kalak Mishazarabim. Just so you can't go ahead and you can't cause damage to Mishazarabim. You can't pile dirt in Mishazarabim. You can't do that. You can't go look at Chilut to do that. Kachlo, you're talking something, you can't go ahead and repair it by making such a thing. You can't go ahead and do that. We don't want you to go and do that. You can't pile you can't use a Bestruck Mishazarabim by putting in your thing. And therefore, you can't even temper, you can't do it. And therefore, not only are you doing something permanently for Rishus HaRabim, but even temporary Rishus HaRabim, you can't do, that you can't do. So you can't go and take it out of, put it into Rishus HaRabim, even though you're taking that right away, that would be usher to do even on temporary road, even on temporary purposes, and therefore, you can't do it. So what do you do with the dirt? According to him, what a contrary Akiva, what do you do with the dirt? If you can't bring it to Zerabim, you can't put it in your pile, in your land, it looks like you're putting in new fresh dirt, so what do you do with it? You pile it inside your field, like what we said in the Mishnah earlier, you have the dung, you have the zevel, you pile it up in different piles, in three different piles, none of them should be more than we said that 10 containers per basa, so therefore, that is what you're allowed to do. That's where you should pile it up. The same way over there, just like three ashbos lebeisa. So to over here, that's what you should do here as well. Pile it up in there, so you don't have to go ahead and put it in the field itself, because you're not allowed to do that. That's the wrong step. You can't do something to help yourself to avoid Maris Ayin, and then put something in Rishus HaRabim, which is usher to do, to block Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Akiva says, therefore what you do is you just do, pile it in like the zevel in your field, that would be sufficient. And that clearly shows you're not doing it for the sake of preparing your field for plowing. So the Mishnah concludes, a person digs a pit, a ditch, or a cave, same halacha applies, the same halacha as in the Mishnah, Rishu Rekiva. What you do with the dirt, according to Rekiva, you put it in Rishu Rabim, and then you take it out later, because you can't do it in Rishu Rabim. Same halacha, same halacha applies, would apply in any of those cases, by any other day of the year, nothing to do with Shemit Shvius the year, anytime, would be allowed to do that. the same halacha would apply that you would have, the same machlokas would apply what to do with the dirt that you have that you dug up. So that's the Gemara. Avnei kesev, you can put any place you want. The rock stones you can take from any place. What's the chiddush of any place? Means even from your own property. Even to take the things that's in your property, which clearly could look like you're doing something for the betterment of the field. For someone else's property, we understand we're not concerned, but maybe for your property it does look that way. But no, even between your own rishus, you can do that. You can take it to Toshalot. The same thing you're taking, you can bring stones from any place else. Even if it's less, smaller than those big stones, you let it go ahead and do that for the sake of, if you're a kaplan, if you're doing it for the sake of bettering the field, you're doing it for the sake because you ma'aris the field, we're not concerned you're going to go ahead and do this, put it into a field to betterment your field when you don't even know you're going to have it next year. So therefore, that's not the two. We allow you to go ahead and make a gedder. We allow you to go ahead and take stones that even less than nine kesef that you'll be able to do. It's not going to be considered a problem. That's the Gemara Halacha. Then Gemara says, when we talk about a person wants to build a field, a wall between in the field, a gedder. And Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya b'Rashim, no, Oshana l'beinu l'beinu shalom. Only to matter case, what are you doing between your Rishos and Shazarabim? Habeinu l'bein kaveiro, asuvish v'yaz. But you're doing it between your field and your friend's field, and you're not to go ahead and build a wall during Shvi'as that you can't do. Again, and the reason is, because we do it because between your friend's field, it looks like it's not a real Torah to do that. And it's when you have it from Mishra Rabim, you have to do it because people from Mishra Rabim are going to go into your property. So therefore, you have to go make a separation to keep Mishra Rabim, that people shouldn't trample your Rishus. You can't go ahead and stop people from going into your Rishus if they want to go eat something, but to just trample through and ruin everything that's there, that you're not afraid to do. So therefore, Mishra Rabim is a heter for you to go ahead and build a fence. But if you're doing it for just between your friend, your field and someone else's, between you and a second person, and the luck is, and Shvi'as, that would be considered us. We don't allow you to do that because because then you're bettering your field or his field, and that you can't do. Have a moyed, but a kol moyed, if you ben el ben shul ram usher, even between shul that Yisrael me can't do. A kol moyed, which is a building a wall, which is a different, much more difficult malacha. It's a tircha. If you ben el ben shul rabim usher, whether it's between that you can't do it on kol moyed. And then Rav Moshe explains the reason for that is because it's mishum tircha yisim moyed. Nothing to do with the din of shvius, but to do with the din of tircha yisera, an extra tircha on yomtiv to build a wall. Kol moyed when you're supposed to. There's never yomtiv that you can't do, even if you're going to separate from Mishra Rabim. Now, the Gemara question when talking about a wall, what about if you have to not build a new wall, but fix a wall? What's the halacha in such a case? Gemara says, we learned it. Gemara says in halacha, we learned the halacha that the piritza, we learned the halacha, but piritza, she'ena, saga, shosafa. We're talking about a mission's case where a person has a hole, a piritza in the wall, and Gemara says, she'ena, she'ena saga is offer. You have a hole in the wall which is not closed up by the dirt and around the wall. I have a pirza she saga is offer, but we have a hole and the hole is closed up by the dirt. Then usul go to shvius. Then it's usul to go ahead and rebuild the wall in this area of shvius. You can't do that because if it's really closed up already, since it's already protected by the wall, then a look is you can't go ahead and do that. Anything more you can't do that you would not be allowed to do since it's already prepared. It's called Lo Lasarach, and there's no reason for it because it's already closed. The wall, the holes are closed up, so no one can get through, no one can damage it, and therefore it would be us if you go ahead to make this thing on Shvius. Talmud with no brisa like this that said kolpitz are to talk about Shvius. Anytime it's a breach in a wall covered up by dirt, it's us to make a foundation on Shvius, to build a foundation wall, to build a gather. Brisa and mafurish to the diak we just made, then afkamina would be whether there's a fence there or not, whether it's a fence that this the hole's closed up, it's already acting as a gedder, then you can't make another gedder on Shavuos. Says the Mishnah continues. The Brisa continues. As a rabbim, also true where the hole does not go ahead and block the rabbim, it's not impending on the rabbim that's going there, and they're not afraid that. What's the concern? Says the Rav Fulda, we're talking about she'ain lochash shemetipol off of yakshas a rabbim. We're not afraid that the dirt that's closing up the hole in the wall is loose dirt, and therefore it could get loose, and if someone will walk by and it could slip out and fall, a person can hurt a person. That we're not concerned about, because if we were chayish for that, then it could fall. Then in a chanami, and because my shows about me, if it's something that could be that it will be hurt to people, someone could get hurt by it. Then after pishi, so I guess offer, but then you could even do it on shvius, because again, you're doing it for the protection of it. Chachamim allowed you to do it to hold up the wall that we allowed you to do. Says the Maral Fulda. that we allowed you to do. So therefore, in other words, so if you don't have a fence between the Arash's Rabin, you can build it up on Shavuos. If you have a fence that has a hole in it, then you can even go fix the hole on Shavuos, even on the end of the Shavuos. However, if it's a wall that had a hole but was closed up by Ofer, and now it's already together, it's already blocked off, it's already protected, then halacha would be, in such a case, we're not afraid it's going to fall and hurt somebody, then halacha is you're not allowed to go ahead and do so on Shvius to make another wall. You would not be allowed to do. Chachamim would not allow to do that, mutar, you can't go another thing back. So Mar wants to know, that we said halacha is, what's the reason? It says in the Pasig that I will, a person who goes ahead, Pasig in Tehillim, that says that is some derech harenu, a person who orders the way. Yeshalakem, Hashem will show him that the Akash Baruch is Yeshua. What does that mean? They say some derech harenu. Okay, you know, why do we say? Vice says that it's something very important that a person is. The pasuk actually saying it that you're going to protect somebody. Says the Mar Fulda, Kolom im akalkum shel rabim kafki takim. Rav Kiva says you can't go, just like you can't go mess up Rishon Rabim, you can't go fix it either. Question is, why can't you fix it? That's the most kashin of Rav Kiva. Amali talking says the Pnei Moshe, why can't you fix the Rishon Rabim? Because it's derech l'rabim. We Mishnah pasuk says derech l'rabim is our enemy Yeshua l'kim. It's the right thing to do because Baruch Hu praises a person like that. So Mar says shnayi yahalcha. Here is different. You would keep going besof al kilkul because it's you were doing is you're repairing it, but at the end it's going to be harmful. It's going to be bad. Why is it going to be harmful? And Mar says it's because you're masakin it. If just Rav besof al kilkul says there Mar Fulda shem yeniach agal b'makamecha v'koshelam yosem meilu hayim mefuzarim v'nei. We're talking about the cases where if you're going to go ahead and it's going to eventually it's going to be bad because when you close it up and because even though now you'll end up going and hurting the Shazarabim, because you're going to go put the pile on the Shazarabim, it's making it worse than before. Before it wasn't a Shazarabim, then you wanted to put up a fence, you wanted to do something there because you wanted to help with the people in the Shazarabim. But here, you're doing this thing now, you're putting it, you're piling it in there, that makes it even worse, making it worse for them. Because it says Marfulda, because a person's going to go. It'll be an old person walking. He won't see anything at night. It's hard to see, and he won't see in the fall. And he'll get a trip over something that's there. So therefore, it's telling you in the Chanami that it's something we don't want you to do. So Gemara says, the Gemara is going to try to learn a drush of what the Pasuk is referring to, the Pasuk in Tehillim, what it means. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? You're moving away. Gemara says, Shol Zachol Mluchal Yedei, Shaul HaMelech only zochet to the Malchus because his grandfather, Zekenu, his grandfather, Malik Nelarabim, used to light lamps in alleyways, in dark alleyways at night. People couldn't see, and he would light up for the people. The Nikrish Moner, for this, what was his name? It was called Ner. He was called Ksivacha Ve'achanoma Ner Hoyledes Kish. In one place it says Ner gave birth to Kish. In another place it says Kish ben Avigal, Kish the son of Aviel. So Aviel Shmos, how could you say Stirim Sukim? One place it says his name is Ner, that had Kush, father of Kush. Another place it says that Aviel was the father of Kush. So which one was it? Since he was, his name was Taka Aviel, but they called him Ner because he used to go ahead and light lamps for people to be able to walk through at night, that they'd be able to see. In the public road, even the people would be able to see. So therefore, he was Zoka that he should have his descendants, his son and his grandson, all become Malachim because of what he did for people. He helped people they shouldn't get hurt. So you see that it's just Agav. I was telling you that it's a. That it's an important thing to be able to go to make sure that the protection to allow people to go ahead and make sure that people don't stumble, don't fall. And Torah calls it something doing in godly ways in Hashem's ways that you're protecting, helping people protect people. Helping people, therefore it's a din, he was okay even to Malchus for that. That's how serious it was, that's how important it was. Now the Gemara says, if that's so, that was the pshat, so the Gemara wants to know, so what is the case over here? So therefore we see that helping clear a public thing is something that's very important, that's considered an aladarik, it's considered something that Torah is calling, that we want you to go ahead and help the way, and help people along the way. Now the question is, then what's the Rav Kiva Svara? When it says, Rabbi Amar Boi, Achal Pasco of the Azar, when those who used to work on Shvias, they didn't stop working yet. Man says, Shalai Pasco of the Avod, they didn't stop their work yet. Just like the Torah says, you can pile the dirt in your field for those to store the dung, the waste, as we had in the Mishnah a few days ago. So too, the same thing, a person should go ahead and put the things over there and store them in the field until they can come and get it later. So therefore, it's telling you that these shlingas consisted of a certain amount that you're allowed to keep, that the part that the Mishnah said earlier that you're allowed to keep. So it's telling you that therefore, that the even when like even with talking about the amount you can keep, it's a pasuk. It says the marafol the mutar lakir this part otzarik lanitim shemay dekada pasuk leiv mikal. We say that according to Rabbi Akiva that you gather together, that you have to leave it there by the fence or until you psuku or don't build it all. Which one should be done? And that the halacha you still have to do so. You still have to go in and count the amount that's there, or do so. You know to tell you the idea that it would be impractical to go ahead and try to build, to dig without, until they finally stop. So you're telling me that even before they stop, you were able to go ahead and do so and build a wall there because it's something that was beneficial to everybody. So Gemara says in such a case, you're allowed to do that. And it's a little bit different than the case before because he's talking about there was mezavlin, there was the dung that you put down here or something else, but the same concept applies. So the Gemara says you can have, that it would be hard to read this into the Gemara. Which one should it be? You shouldn't build it all? Or should it be that you should have to go ahead and build, let them take it away? What exactly is the drasha of the brisa? What exactly did they learn? Did they make in this new drasha? What does it take? The life shved that he didn't explain, might have answered whether this halakha would apply, or whether you can go ahead and say they'd be allowed to go ahead and do so when you're talking about a case, when the scenario that we're talking about a case is where a person went ahead and prepared, and a person went in and doing something for the land that's there, for the fence that's there, and you're doing it in a way where you're helping the people that are there, but still in all, we say you can't go ahead and do something where it could look like you're doing it for the betterment of your field. That would be considered usher for you, unless you do the parameters that we said before in the Mishnah of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, when you're allowed to do it. Not to build a kapkila, but Akiva said you can't go ahead and build in the Rishis Rabbim. That's something you cannot do, even if it's a temporary thing that you can't do, because you have to leave the derech, as the Pasuk says, a derech for people to be able to go through.